Hello from Nadia.
My baby don't care for clothes.
Welcome to Lunaria.
My baby don't care.
The voice platform for feminine wisdom. Welcome onto this journey of cyclical awareness, feminine awareness.
Liz Taylor is not a star high, and even Lana Turner's smile.
Welcome to learn more about yourself, about womanhood, about the cyclical experience, and all the relevant myths, cultures, deities, whatever is relevant in this topic. And welcome today to discover a little more about the Dasha Mahavidyas. So the 10 wisdom goddesses, great wisdom goddesses we have been introducing in the past few sessions. Today, I'd like to introduce you to two amazing ones. I mean, all of them are amazing, but these two are so beautiful. And they're called Kamalatmika and Matangi. Kamalatmika sometimes is also called Kamlamika, according to the original language, dialect, and interpretation of the same deity. So again, we are in the frame of Shakta Tantra. So the worshipping the feminine, and these 10 great wisdom goddesses that represent, each of them represent a specific female Siddhi, so the capacity of spiritual awakening into a specific quality, set of experience in a woman's life. As far as these two are concerned, well, the association is obviously with the hormonal cycle of a woman, and the two of them, both of them, have a lot to do with the first part of our cycle, of our hormonal cycle, the estrogenic phase. So when I speak about the first part of our cycle, I'm referring to the follicular and ovulatory phase. So that time of your monthly cycle where there is a growth, gradual growth in energy and capacity to create, to put things into action, to manifest somehow, due to a particular set of energy that's been growing inside. This is also sexual energy. We're speaking about the womb territory, so the sexual energy is imbibed all over the area that regulates the whole of the body in the end of the day. Speaking about Kamalatmika, well, her name is quite interesting and literally means the goddess who originates in the unfolding nature of the lotus, Kamala. Beautiful. She is very much resembling somehow a magnifying version of Lakshmi, because in a traditional depiction, a traditional imagery of her, you find her pouring endless showers of golden coins and water, representing abundance, spiritual and material wealth. She's beautiful, she's young, she's fresh. That's why the association with the follicular phase is quite obvious. And also in a cycle of the life, in the life cycle of a woman, we would say the first part of our menstrual life. So after menarche, the first period, and in and after puberty and teenage time. Yeah, that's the power of Kamalatmika. But also later on, as you grow older, but still, you know, being fresh and with a lot of potential of abundance of manifestation. So the qualities of this goddess, of this Mahavidya, wisdom goddess, is in relationship with beauty, are in relationship with beauty, generosity, sexuality, conscious sexual fulfillment that is brought throughout our life. So her CD, in this particular case, is connected with the power of pleasure. Power of pleasure, in order to connect it with the capacity to create, the capacity to do things, as in your follicular phase, you start having a sexual activity within your ovaries as the follicle stimulant hormone releases the capacity to produce estrogen, therefore a capacity to do things, to be extroverted, to gradually open up towards the world. In the same way, Kamalatmika guides you into this capacity to be generous towards life, capacity to be sexually active gradually after leaving the cave of the menstrual phase, of the dark phase, where sexuality was not as active as now. And with sexuality, please do not mistake and do not think immediately of sexual intercourse. That's another thing. Sexual intercourse can be there or can't be there. It's not a problem. It's not necessarily related to the sexual activity that's within, and it's linked with hormonal activity, with psychological changes, with the whole of you. And therefore, creativity comes in. And when creativity comes in, immediately you think about Matangi, the other one. Because the other one, as Kamalatmika is kind of mirroring Lakshmi, the other one, Matangi, in her own unique tantric way, is mirroring Saraswati. So there is a connection with art, creation, intellect also, poetry. She's supposed to be the outcast poet goddess, she who speaks the divine words of truth. Amazing. So quite sharp sometimes. That's why she has a link with Saraswati, but she can magnify her. Her Shakti is multiplied. She's represented as someone who's a wild visionary, free from social constraints. And her Siddhi here, her female creativity, sorry, female power, is, as I just said, creativity. So as before, there was a gem of generous abundance of initiation into sexual activity with Kamalatmika. Here, Matangi, we totally step into the world of being creative, of manifesting, because of that quality that Kamalatmika gave us, because of that capacity to activate sexual energy. Now, all this energy can be manifested into something real, into materialization, into creation, into not only having a thought or an opinion, but also expressing it, sharing it throughout the world, the outer world. I think it's relevant to link sexual energy with creative power, sexual power and creative power, and understand that it's not just me talking about it, but there has been millennia of devotional work and research work in this field. And another proof of this interwoven energy between Kamalatmika and Matangi is represented by their yantras. I don't know if you guys are familiar with yantra, if you know what a yantra is. Yantras are beautiful. They are geometric embodiments of the energies and qualities of what they want to represent. So each and every Mahavidya, in this case, has their own yantra, their own geometric embodiment of their own energies and qualities. And in this particular case, the one we have for Matangi and the one we have for Kamalatmika are very similar, very, very similar. Where in general, all yantras share a similar pattern. So you will have a squared geometrical representation and inside particular lines, corners, dots. The gates are always there, north, south, east, west, and inside the gates and the square, there may be different representation. In this case, we have the representation of lotus flowers, holding one lotus flower, holding a star with six corners, like the Sri Aurobindo one, the most auspicious in Hindu culture. And inside, there is a little dot or a little line representing the seed of Shakti, the seed of potential at the very center. So the two, Kamalatmika and Matangi, together with Dhumavati that we will see later on, are exactly the same. The colors change. With Kamalatmika, we have a rosy, pinky, delightful colors. With Matangi, we dive more into the greens. And again, rose, there's some orange, but green is prevalent. So as they share a lot of geometry, sacred geometry here, we could say that there is a balance between the two of them. There is an association. One stands guardian over sexuality, sexual energy, and the other guards creativity, because the two are interwoven. There cannot be any creativity without a basic energy before, that sexual energy, the energy that originates from first, second chakra, from the root of yourself. That's where creativity comes from. So I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with a reflection upon the connection between sexuality and creativity. And looking forward to next week, to talking about something more. Thank you for listening.
Vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.